The peace deal requires a permanent constitution once the transitional period expires in 2023. The deal also tasked the transitional parliament to enact legislation to govern the constitutional-making process. However, with less than 8 months to go before the transitional period expires, all of the above tasks have yet to be completed. Here is what Information Minister Michael Makwe has to say.
We have done all that we could. The delay was is at present in the parliament because the commission, according to the agreement, is supposed to be established by a law, and that law is to be enacted by the parliament. The law is not yet passed by the parliament, and once it is passed, then the commission will be established.
Makwe blames mediators of the peace deal for the delays in completing the work on the permanent constitution.
These are some of the provisions of the agreement on which we were not in agreement but were imposed on us. If it was left to the president would have established the commission from day one, and the commission would have gone that far up to now. But unfortunately, and these are the shortcomings of an agreement which is done hastily and imposed on people.
Lawmaker Chan Deng Maror, a senior member of the SPLM-IO party, disagrees. He says lack of political will from the SPLM in government is the cause of the delays.
When parties are not ready to implement or to put things on time and on order, such that the thing will finish within the agreed time by the agreement, then this to me is mean the lack of political will, because the parties are not ready as well to implement the agreement in the letter and spirit and the will of the people of South Sudan. So this is the matter of that. Another word is also is a delayment tactic.
Boboya James, a South Sudanese policy and a political analyst, agrees with Maror. He says the parties are simply buying time.
Because of lack of political will, the government is not willing to fund the process. And right now, there's no, you know, robust or vigorous, you know, mobilization of community, civil society, and media to be able to, you know, participate in this process. So always, when you see the process has been more self-invite, where, for example, civil society, people who are really interested because they have the country at heart, are able to, you know, push the heads through, you know, to really know what's going on as part of that process concerns.
Maror says delays in working out the permanent constitution could affect the implementation of the peace agreement.
As we speak, people of South Sudan are worried because they are even traumatized on such a situation, because they don't know what is so-called government. Because you can learn the government once there is a periodic, free and credible election, where people know that this time we'll be having election and this time we'll be having this, but now we don't have all this. So we have a transition occur. One transition is almost to end, there is a fighting, the war erupting, all this, and then that traumatizes us, there's no hope.
James says the parties to the deal should not rush the permanent constitution-making process and make sure it is people-driven.
You cannot run a country without proper constitution. And of course, that has been known. You know, when I give you the example of Kenya, the reason why Kenya has begun to progress in developing its society is because of this aspect of living in accordance with the rule of law. And the rule of law we talk about is a permanent constitution that cannot easily be tampered with. A constitution that has a very strong apparatus. It's very strong, processes that if you want to tamper with, it requires, for example, referendum. A process that, you know, allows citizens to own the process more than government.
James says the parties that signed the revitalized peace agreement are required to implement all the chapters of the 2018 peace deal.
For many, many years, the local government system doesn't work. It doesn't translate into service delivery, because the primary vehicle of service delivery in South Sudan is basically the local governments. And of course, they are the lower governments that are more connected and more closer to the communities. And right now, power is centralized. Power rests in the presidency, which is not the case when we talk about a permanent constitution-making process.
President Salva Kiir launched work on the constitution-making process last year in May. With the absence of a parliamentary act to guide the work on the permanent constitution-making process as required by the peace deal, it means the work is far behind schedule. For VOA News, I'm Waki Simon Wudu in Juba.